Welcome to the first episode of Baakhabar. Main hoon aapka host Sanan D'Souza. A bit of my background about myself. I am co-founder to a startup called Investors Lounge, a company that provides stock market investors with the insights, with the tools, and the education required to make better investing decisions in Pakistan's capital markets. I have the honor today to have with me Faiz Ahmed, who is the founder of Macro Pakistani, a data-driven research platform that aims to provide a basic understanding of Pakistan's economy. Faiz is currently pursuing his MBA at the Howard Business School. He has been associated with a consulting giant called Bain & Company. He's been with the IFC, as well as the State Bank of Pakistan. And what's brought us, the two institutions, the two companies, and the two people together, is our love for data-driven stories. So a little bit about Baakhabar and the inspiration behind it. What is Baakhabar? Baakhabar is a series of data-driven conversations, data-driven discussions about the economy, about governance, and about personal finance. Aane wale hafton mein, we plan to use data and numbers to narrate the real story behind important everyday topics, jaise ke karze, berozgari, mehngai, taxes, budgets, bijli ki keematein. Wo cheezein jo aap aur main apne khandan ke saath, apne doston ke saath discuss karte hain, and we might not know enough about it because we take this as a given. So without further ado, Faiz is with us. Thank you firstly, Faiz, for making this possible. The topic for today is general, but is important nonetheless. It is कि हम बहुत सालों से सुन रहे हैं कि पाकिस्तान हैज द पोटेंशियल टू बिकम एन इकोनॉमिक पावर हाउस और इट्स लॉन्ग ओवरड्यू कि पाकिस्तान बिकम्स एन एशियन टाइगर बट फॉर सम रीजन और द अदर दैट्स नॉट हैपन सो व्हाट इज पाकिस्तान इकोनॉमिक स्टोरी व्हाट इट्स चैलेंजेस एंड हु शुड बी रियली कंपेयर्ड विद राइट नाउ सो ओवर टू यू
थैंक्स अ लॉट फॉर हैविंग मी सनन वेरी एक्साइटेड टू डू दिस विद यू And I resonate with everything that you said. Ke jo chahe, so specifically why Macro Pakistani started is for exactly the same reason. Ke meri apni doston ke saath jo conversations ho rahi hoti thi was thought of as intelligent discourse, but was not data backed. Or you know, log cheeze bolte the and they don't really see ke uske piche data hai kya aur actually what matlab kya hai in sab cheezon ka. And you're completely right. Ye talk shows abhi entertainment ban gaye. But hopefully we can make this conversation entertaining as well, but not informative for people to understand stuff as well. So to answer your question, then, you know, feel free to interrupt and ask questions whenever. Let's keep this candid as much as possible. So for me, what's important is to understand ke aap Pakistan ko compare kin countries ke saath kare, right? Sabse pehli to ye baat hoti hai ke aap growth ki baat kare, Asian tiger banne ki baat kare, to aapko compare kis country ke saath karna chahiye, right? मैंने इन्हीं चाय के ढाबों पे देखा है कि लोग पाकिस्तान को बोलते हैं सिंगापुर जैसा क्यों नहीं है या यूएस जैसा क्यों नहीं है देयर इनकम लेवल्स आर एट अ कम्प्लीटली डिफरेंट स्केल ठीक है अफगानिस्तान से कभी कभार कंपैरिजंस होते हैं इन सम एरियाज दैट माइट बी फेयर एज वेल बट टिपिकली व्हाट वी शुड फोकस ऑन इज वर्ल्ड बैंक की क्लासिफिकेशन होती है इन इन टर्म्स ऑफ लोअर इनकम कंट्रीज लोअर मिडिल इनकम कंट्रीज अपर मिडिल इनकम कंट्रीज एंड हाई इनकम कंट्रीज ये चार इनकी क्लासिफिकेशन ब्रॉडली स्पीकिंग होती है और पाकिस्तान बैठता है इधर लोअर मिडिल इनकम कंट्रीज के ब्रैकेट में ठीक है विच रेंजेस फ्रॉम एन इनकम ऑफ $1,000 पर कैपिटा टू $4,000 पर कैपिटा अब ये इनकम पर कैपिटा का मतलब क्या है इट इज के ओवरऑल जो नेशनल इनकम है पाकिस्तान की डिवाइडेड बाय द पॉपुलेशन तो हर बंदे को कितनी इनकम मिलेगी उसमें से राइट दैट्स द बेसिक फॉर्मूला पाकिस्तान की इनकम है $1,400 तकरीबन अब नाउ इट इज अनफेयर टू कंपेयर दैट टू समथिंग सम कंट्री लाइक द यूएस व्हिच इज एट $65,000 राइट हम लोग इंडिया और बांग्लादेश के पीछे हो गए यस दे आर क्लोजर टू $2,000 बट यू कैन स्टिल कंपेयर टू देम राइट इफ यू पुश अ बिट मोर यू कैन कंपेयर योरसेल्फ टू वियतनाम पुश अ बिट मोर इंडोनेशिया तक चले जाएं बट चाइना जो है $10,000 पे पहुंचा हुआ है विद देयर करंट पॉपुलेशन So I think that's also still stretching it. So ye Asian tiger ki definition jo na hame thodi bahut sochni chahiye ki hum compare kin countries ke sath kare. Ab inhi countries se agar hum compare kare India aur Bangladesh lene for example they're both growing at over 6% in the last decade or so. Pakistan is closer to 4%. तो अब ये ग्रोथ का जो डिफरेंस है 4% और 6% इससे बहुत इफ यू टेक इट अक्रॉस द एंटायर डेकेड काफी ज्यादा फर्क हो जाता है एंड वी विल टॉक सम नंबर्स इवेंचुअली इन दिस कॉन्वर्सेशन एंड होपफुली दैट डिफरेंस कम्स अक्रॉस. तो सबसे पहली बात तो है कि इफ व्हेन यू कंपेयर टू पीयर कंट्रीज बीइंग लोअर मिडिल इनकम कंट्रीज आपकी एवरेज ग्रोथ इज लो राइट. अब मैं ग्रोथ बोले जा रहा हूँ इट इज एक्चुअली रियल GDP ग्रोथ एंड दिस डिस्टिंक्शन इज इम्पॉर्टेंट. अगर हम पाकिस्तान का पर्टिकुलरली एग्जाम्पल लें राइट क्योंकि इन्फ्लेशन का आपने सुना होगा आपने GDP ग्रोथ का सुना होगा हो सकता है आपने नॉमिनल GDP ग्रोथ का भी सुना हो और रियल का अल्फाज इतना ज्यादा आता नहीं है राइट. व्हाट्स इम्पॉर्टेंट इज डिस्टिंग्विशिंग बिटवीन क्वांटिटेटिव चेंजेस एंड प्राइस चेंजेस. अब मैंने रिसेंटली GDP के ऊपर बातें करना शुरू करी एंड आई हैव पिक्ड अप दिस फ्रेंच फ्राइज वाले का एग्जांपल व्हिच आई थिंक इज यूजफुल एंड मे बी यू कैन इंटरजेक्ट एंड टेल मी इट डजंट मेक एज मच सेंस एज आई थिंक इट मेक्स सेंस. तो अगर हम पूरी पाकिस्तान की इकोनॉमी ले लें और उसको एक फ्रेंच फ्राइज वाले में बना दें राइट. फ्रेंच फ्राइज वाला है वो आलू खरीदता है फ्रेंच फ्राइज बेचता है एक ठेले पे. अस्यूम के वो महीने के 100 डब्बे बेचता है फॉर 30 रुपीज ईच तो उसकी महाना आमदनी जो है वो हो गई 3,000 रुपए राइट. इसको दिन में ले लें मे बी द नंबर्स डोंट एक्चुअली मेक दैट मच सेंस बट लेट्स टेक इट एट अ डेली लेवल कि 3,000 रुपए दिन के कमाता है 100 डब्बे बेचता है 30 रुपए के. नाउ व्हाट आर वेज ऑफ इम्प्रूविंग हिज इनकम इम्प्रूविंग हिज प्रॉस्पेरिटी देयर आर टू वेज. एक तो आप उसकी या तो प्राइस इंक्रीज कर दें या फिर आप क्वांटिटी इंक्रीज कर दें राइट एंड लेट्स सी विच वन वुड बी बेटर. अगर मैं बोलूं कल से ये फ्रेंचाइज वाला 10% और क्वांटिटी बेचेगा सो 100 डब्बों के बजाय 110 डब्बे बेचे राइट और प्राइस वही रहे हिज इनकम विल बिकम 3,300 रुपीज. एट द सेम टाइम यू कुड ऑल्सो इंक्रीज प्राइस बाई 10% एंड गेट टू द सेम लेवल. अगर वो 100 डब्बे बेचे और 33 रुपए के बेचे ईच वो उसकी इनकम वैसी 3,300 रुपए हो गई. ओवरऑल अगर आप अपने who he is selling it to, if you consider that as well, prosperity would be better agar wo wahi dabbe zyada dabbe beche at the same price right. I can logically that would make sense but at the same time you would say nahi but like you know if he provides a higher quality he should be able to charge a higher price. So ye do cheeze samajhna bahut zaruri hai mere hisab se because we would prefer to have more quantitative growth more real output growth which is the real GDP growth that I would ideally want to spend some time on. But inflation is not a bad thing, right? Inflation is the price change that I spoke about. So, because there could be a situation where you're actually getting better quality products at a higher price, and that's completely fair. Pakistan ke case mein zyadatar kya hota hai, ke wo jo French fries wala tha na, wo agar ek mohalle mein jo dabbe bech raha tha, us mohalle ki population increase ho gayi. Right, so what happens is uski demand for those french fries ke dabba went up. Usne bola yaar I can't produce more than I already have, let me just increase the prices. Theek hai, demand zyada hai, main uska fayda kyun na uthau. It makes perfect sense to increase prices over there. So usne prices increase kar di aur wo 100 dabbe hi banata raha. Right, I think that shows ke Pakistan at an overall economy level pichle 30 saal se I would say kya experience kar raha hai. कि आपकी पॉपुलेशन ग्रोथ तो काफी कंसिस्टेंट है राइट. यू ग्रो एट 2.5% अ ईयर इन टर्म्स ऑफ पॉपुलेशन. डिमांड तो वैसे ही बढ़ रही है, कंजम्पशन आप जानते हैं कि बढ़ेगी एट अ हाउसहोल्ड लेवल. तो फिर आप आउटपुट इंक्रीज रियल आउटपुट इंक्रीज पे आपने इतना ज्यादा फोकस नहीं करा, आप इन्फ्लेशन बढ़ाते रहे राइट. आई थिंक वी डोंट हैव टू गेट इनटू द इंट्रिकेसीज ऑफ डिमांड पुल इन्फ्लेशन एंड कॉस्ट पुल इन्फ्लेशन राइट नाउ. आई एम श्योर एज पार्ट ऑफ बाखबर वी विल टॉक अबाउट इट एट सम पॉइंट इन टाइम. But I would say ज्यादातर टाइम पे यही हुआ है. पिछले अगर आप 10 साल का डेटा भी देख लें राइट, शुरू में यू विल सी कि आपकी रियल GDP ग्रोथ काफी ज्यादा हो रही थी, इन्फ्लेशन वॉज मॉडरेट राइट. पिछले 3-4 साल अगर आप देखें लास्ट 2 years पर्टिकुलरली, तो इन 2019 यू ग्रू बाय 1.9%. सो लाइक 2% रियल ग्रोथ हो रही थी, इन्फ्लेशन वॉज क्लोजर टू 9%. पिछले साल यू नो विद कोविड यू एक्चुअली कॉन्ट्रैक्टेड विच मीन्स कि आपकी GDP ग्रोथ नेगेटिव थी, आई थिंक अराउंड -0.4% ग्रोथ चल रही थी, बट इन्फ्लेशन वॉज क्लोजर टू व्हाट 9-10%. सो ये फ्रेंच फ्राइज वाले डब्बे वाले के एग्जांपल से बेसिकली व्हाट्स हैपनिंग है, तो उसकी क्वांटिटी उतनी ही रह रही है या थोड़ी बहुत बढ़ रही है, 100 से 102 तक जा रही है, लेकिन प्राइसेस जो है वो 10% इंक्रीज हो रही है राइट आई वुड से दैट्स अ गुड वे ऑफ अंडरस्टैंडिंग दिस डिस्टिंक्शन बिटवीन रियल जीडीपी इंक्रीज एंड इन्फ्लेशन अब हाउ डज दैट इम्पैक्ट ओवरऑल जीडीपी अब बिकॉज हमारी पॉपुलेशन इंक्रीज हो रही है वी आर नोन एज अ कंजम्पशन ड्रिवन इकोनॉमी व्हाट डू आई मीन बाय दिस कंजम्पशन अगर आप अपनी एक्सपेंडिचर को ब्रेक डाउन करें ना जो हमारी हाउस होल्ड लेवल प्राइवेट कंजम्पशन है दैट मेक्स अप 80% ऑफ द जीडीपी लगभग ऐसी कुछ नंबर्स होंगे अगर आप गवर्नमेंट कंजम्पशन क्योंकि गवर्नमेंट भी स्पेंड करती है पैसे और वो भी कंज्यूम करती है उनकी ले तो दैट कम्स टू क्लोज टू समथिंग लाइक 90% बेसिकली आपकी आज पैसे नहीं बचते टू सेव राइट आई एम नॉट काउंटिंग इम्पोर्ट्स राइट नाउ आई एम नॉट काउंटिंग एक्सपोर्ट्स राइट नाउ आई एम ट्राइंग टू कीप इट वेरी सिंपल आप इम्पोर्ट्स पे भी वैसे खर्च करते हैं बट लेट्स इग्नोर दैट फॉर नाउ आप अगर बेसिक सिर्फ अपने घराने का खर्चा देखें आप बोलेंगे ओ आई डोंट एज अ कंट्री वी डोंट सेव इनफ राइट वेन वी डोंट सेव इनफ वी डोंट इन्वेस्ट इनफ एंड वेन वी डोंट इन्वेस्ट इनफ वी कैन नॉट एक्सपेक्ट फ्यूचर इनकम इंक्रीजेस दैट इज द स्टोरी ऑफ पाकिस्तान इन माई वेरी हम्बल ओपिनियन फ्रेंचाइज वाले के एग्जाम्पल में अगर हम वापस चले जाते हैं अगर वो देखे अपने मोहल्ले में के पॉपुलेशन इंक्रीज कर रही है ठीक है उसको और डब्बे बनाने पड़ेंगे इंस्टेड ऑफ सेइंग कि मेरी डिमांड इंप्रूव हो रही है इंक्रीज हो रही है तो मैं सिर्फ प्राइस इंक्रीज कर देता हूँ व्हाट ही कुड पॉसिबली डू इज वो ठेले को एक शॉप में कन्वर्ट कर दे राइट इन्वेस्टमेंट करे मे बी नया चूल्हा खरीद ले मे बी ही कैन बाय सम अदर एनहांसमेंट विच हेल्प्स हिम प्रोड्यूस विच हेल्प्स हिम एज एन इंडिविजुअल प्रोड्यूस मोर डब्बास दैट इज द डेफिनेशन ऑफ प्रोडक्टिविटी अब मैं अगले उस पर आ रहा हूँ राइट An output per person is what is how productivity is defined. और ये पाकिस्तान में stagnant रही है पिछले 10 नहीं 20 नहीं I would say like 30 साल से stagnant रही है. Again, we can get into the details of why that has been the case. अब so if I just do a bit of a recap, we consume a lot. We're a consumption-driven economy. Our growth is fueled by consumption. We don't save enough. Hence, we don't invest enough, and hence we haven't had productivity growth, right? I've said a lot of stuff. Let me give you a few numbers for you to understand what I've been talking about. So, हमने peer country comparisons की बात करी थी. Let's pick like my favorite example, which is Bangladesh these days, because the numbers will resonate with people, and most people will remember these numbers going forward. So, in 91, which is let's say 30 years ago. Bangladesh's GDP was around $30 billion. ठीक है पाकिस्तान की उस टाइम पे GDP थी $60 billion. So we're double Bangladesh's income, right? These numbers are important. Fast forward to 2019, our GDP is $280 billion, right? Bangladesh has crossed $300 billion. अब ये हमसे आधे होते थे और अब हमसे ज्यादा हो चुके Right, and you will hear a lot of different reasons why. Right, like people talk about women labor force participation; they've empowered their women quite a lot. Maybe they have the right export policies in place. But I think the number one difference that you should be focusing on, at least for the purposes of this conversation, is that jo hamara 80% private consumption hai, wahi Bangladesh mein is close to under 70%. What does that mean? That means unke paas 30-35% of that income is actually left for saving and investment. जब वो invest कर रहे, so 91 में जब हम consume कर रहे थे, वो invest कर रहे थे for the future, right? And I think that is the big difference that we need to focus on. If I start again, I'm gonna give you some national saving numbers as well, just to put things into perspective, how things are getting worse in the last 15 to 20 years. In 2004. हमारी नेशनल सेविंग होती थी अराउंड 18%, राइट नेशनल सेविंग बीइंग द नंबर्स दैट आई स्पोक अबाउट अगर हम टोटल इनकम को ले उसमें से प्राइवेट कंजम्पशन निकालें और ये गवर्नमेंट की जो कंजम्पशन है उसको निकालें दैट्स नेशनल सेविंग फॉर पाकिस्तान यूज्ड टू बी अराउंड 18% ऑफ जीडीपी आज को है ये कोई क्लोजर टू 10% राइट व्हाट दैट मींस इज कि हमारे पास पैसा ही नहीं है इन्वेस्ट करने को बिकॉज वी आर नॉट सेविंग इनफ व्हेन आई से पैसा ही नहीं है आई मीन पैसा ही नहीं है डोमेस्टिकली टू इन्वेस्ट आपका दूसरा अल्टरनेटिव क्या हो सकता है इन्वेस्ट करने का यू कुड इम्पोर्ट फॉरेन stuff. Let's say a foreign country puts money in Pakistan to invest for the long term. Okay, those are the two sources. अब ये भी काफी vary करता रहता है depending on आपके geopolitical ties क्या हैं. शुरू में you know, the US was let's call it a favorite partner. Recently China has become a favorite partner. उनकी investment बढ़ते रह रही है. अब लेकिन इस foreign investment में historically पाकिस्तान में मसला क्या रहा है? If you start looking at productivity data, काफी अजीब से आपको एक trend दिखेगा, which I'm not calling a causality. You will see every time foreign income goes up, foreign investment goes up in Pakistan, your productivity actually falls, right? Obviously, there are external shocks that you need to take into account as well, but ye kafi important distinction hai. So, main isi tarah chai ke dhabe baitha hua tha, and I stated this, and like people were like, maybe you're not looking at the right data, koi masla kuch na ho raha hoga, because FDI is generally good for the country, right? Foreign direct investment ki baat ho rahi hoti hai. So, phir I started. Like I went crazy and I started looking at all of these reports ki ye ho kaise sakta hai ki foreign paisa aa raha hai Pakistan mein aur like you know hamari productivity which I care about a lot is not improving. So it turns out, and this is not a definite answer, ki State Bank ki ek report hai which talks about efficiency seeking investments, and feel free to interrupt me whenever you want. And again, I can bring this closer to home and give you an example of all the FMCGs who've put money in Pakistan, right? Unilever ko le le, aap P&G ko le le, right? Why would a Unilever, a P&G, a Reckitt Benckiser invest in Pakistan? They invest because, jo maine pehle baat ki thi ki hamari population increase ho rahi hai, to hume consume karna hai. They invest so that they can provide the market their product. Theek hai? The definition of their investment is market seeking. Unko hamari productivity se itna lena dena nahi hai. Right, they're not coming in, transferring knowledge, helping us become more productive. They're trying to cater to a market that is 220 million people. Right, that's the primary purpose of their investment. But what you need instead is efficiency-seeking investment, जो कि बहुत ही कम मिली historically in Pakistan. वो chart अगर आप कभी देखें, and maybe we can discuss that at some point in time. बहुत कम हमें एफिशिएंसी सीकिंग इन्वेस्टमेंट मिली है. एंड माय गेस इज प्रोबब्ली इन द 1960s, जो हमने बचपन में अगर हिस्ट्री बुक्स में पढ़ा हो ग्रीन रेवोल्यूशन के बारे में, द यूएस वाज पोरिंग मनी इनटू पाकिस्तान इंप्रूविंग आवर एग्रीकल्चरल सेक्टर, राइट? आई थिंक दैट वाज एफिशिएंसी सीकिंग इन्वेस्टमेंट, वेयर दे केम इन, दे सेड यू नो लेट्स अपग्रेड योर एग्रीकल्चरल इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर, सीड्स दिए हुए एटसेट्रा, एंड ट्राई टू इम्प्रूव द प्रोडक्टिविटी ऑफ द फार्मर्स बैक देन 1960s. उसके बाद से now I think CPEC may we have started doing some productivity enhancing initiatives, but still a lot more needs to be done.
Let me just stop you there. So there's a lot to unpack here. Brilliant how the way how you run this. So the first example that you gave was Bangladesh, right? In your analysis, when you threshed out, when you really broke down ki GDP growth, do cheezon se badi ek output sort of manifests itself in growth. There's a change in output and there's a change in price. Did you do the same sort of analysis for Bangladesh? Was that different? And B, something that comes very close to you know, the conversations that I've had is, जब हम हमेशा institutional quality की बात करते हैं, जब हम GDP growth की बात करते हैं, so the first thing everybody's favorite tagline is Pakistan has suffered only because of corruption. So do you kind of see any similarities between us and Bangladesh? How has that story kind of played out?
Yeah, to answer your question in terms of inflation versus real GDP growth, in terms of inflation, Bangladesh is, I think, less than Pakistan. But in terms of growth, I have very definite numbers. In the last 10 years, we have grown at around 4.2%. Bangladesh has grown at 6.9%. So like that's, you already see the big difference between the two. And again, if you break it down, you will see that consumption is growing slower than GDP, which means unki overall jo contribution, jo main 70% unki contribution ki baat kar raha tha, that number is actually going down, which means they're saving more and investing more in the future. So I expect their GDP growth to just COVID ke ilawa to skyrocket in the future. in terms of the numbers that you asked for, I'm glad you asked that question because yehi chai wali discussion pe hota hai, sab issue jo hai na corruption ka hi hai. So again, I have some numbers available over here. So investment to GDP, se agar hum shuru kare, Pakistan averages are to be 14-15%, right? The same number for Bangladesh is around over 30%, 32% to be exact. Dul maine shuru mein baat ki thi lower middle income countries ki, just jo hamara comparison set hona chahiye. On average, their investment is 26%. South Asia, agar aap sirf hamare region ko dekhe, unki average is 29%. So humse double invest kar rahe every other country who's around us. Right? That should show you there is something wrong. And why is that happening? Primarily because our saving is not high enough. Ab hamari saving jo hai, wo 10-12% agar hum save kar rahe hain, national saving, gross savings, so wo Bangladesh jo hai, wo 36% save kar rahe hai, right? So like, 3 times more they're saving, which means, so and that's translating into investments. It should be very clear where the issue lies, right? I love this question about institutional quality because there are actually rankings out there. The World Economic Forum does this institutional quality ranking where Pakistan is ranked 107 out of 141 countries, which is bad. I mean, wouldn't say it's not bad. The South Asian average is 88, so which means the rest of the countries are actually better in terms of institutional quality than Pakistan. But Bangladesh is at 109, which means it's 2 places worse than Pakistan. So institutional quality, the strength of their bureaucracy, rule of law is actually not that different from Pakistan's, right? Ease of doing business, which is the favorite thing for everyone to talk about. Har jagah headline mein aapko dekhega, chahe wo pichle saal ke numbers ho ya chahe wo usse pichle saal ke numbers ho, kaafi dafa repeat bhi hote hain wohi numbers. Everyone talks about Pakistan jumped X places and is at 108 out of 190 countries in the world now in ease of doing business. Kisi ne kabhi ye numbers breakdown nahi ki honge, but let's come to that later. Bangladesh ka ease of doing business is 168 out of 190. So abhi ye kaise ho sakta hai ki hum itna focus karte hain ease of doing business pe, institutional quality pe, corruption pe, lekin Bangladesh humse bahut zyada they're growing faster than us for some reason. So I would say let's focus on stuff like saving, let's focus on investment, let's and that way try to grow in the future. And that is one way I think Pakistan can try to become the next Asian tiger by starting to save and invest.
Okay, so the ease of doing business it's funny that you pointed it out because ये एक स्टोरी है जो कुछ महीनों तक या कुछ हफ्तों तक तो एट द वेरी लीस्ट इसको रगड़ दिया जाता है. एंड आई अंडरस्टैंड वेयर द पीपल हु आर पुशिंग द स्टोरी कम फ्रॉम. यू ऑलवेज नीड पॉजिटिव न्यूज आल्सो आउट देयर, बट इट काइंड ऑफ मास्क्स व्हाट योर इनएफिशिएंसीज आर, व्हाट द रियलिटीज आर ऑन द ग्राउंड. बांग्लादेश इज अ फैंटास्टिक एग्जाम्पल बिकॉज फ्रॉम व्हाट आई गेट फ्रॉम यू इज roughly speaking, Bangladesh is on those lines similar, if not worse than us, right? Somehow they're still consistently doing better and then consistently doing better for the past decade. Abhi, I think they're in a bit of a different quarry because lockdowns tha, COVID hua, so I think unke export ke orders pe kaafi impact aaya. So I think that we benefited a little bit from that as well, from India and Bangladesh kind of going into lockdown and those orders being routed. But so a lot of people, my next question is, my questions are primarily the things that people say and have overused. My next question to you would be, ke hum logon ka ab jo national excuse banne wala hai, wo ye banne wala hai, ke 2019-2020 COVID hua, to ab sari cheezein kharab ho gayi hain. Usse pehle tak we were doing fantastic. If not fantastic, we were on the road to recovery. We were doing, pretty good. And this sort of just ruined everything. So for my question to you is, did COVID actually ruin everything? How much of the blame for economic performance or mismanagement or whatever can be blamed on COVID? And what was the reality when COVID actually hit?
Yeah, great question again. Which is why we, like jo humne shuru mein baat kari, consumption, investment, saving, all of this leads to a certain growth cycle in Pakistan. DK, French fries wala example, I love that example. So I'll bring that up again. Basically, kya hota hai ki aapki Pakistan mein jab demand bahut zyada hoti hai, aur consumption bahut zyada honi hoti hai, because just to feed your population, you consume a lot, consume a lot, consume a lot. Maybe the domestic economy cannot provide you the products you need, so you start importing as well. So aap export driven growth ki agar aapne kabhi like you must have heard of that at some point in time, Pakistan mein actually import led growth ho rahi hoti hai, right? Which is because the domestic economy cannot cater to the needs of the people, you start importing a lot of products as well. Oil ka, for example, you probably know about that. So what this results is, and if you chart the data out of GDP growth, you will see 10-year cycles. So you will see ke koi depression aata hai, because you know at some point in time ya to balance of payment crisis ho jati hai, which is hamare paas dollar nahi bache hue, ya fir fiscal deficit bahut zyada ho jate hai, so fir aap you start reining in consumption and you growth slows down accordingly. Aur phir ekdam se hota hai ki aisa nahi, hame we have to provide something to the country as well, aur phir growth chalni shuru ho jati hai, right? It will go from 0 to whatever 5-6% in a matter of 8 years, and then again the same cycle will repeat. So 2018-19 mein actually ye cycle reverse hona shuru ho gaya tha, jo PMLN ke time pe aapne growth dekhi thi, which was, you know, 5%, 5.5%. At the end of their term, it had started to flip, right? So in 2018-19, agar aap data dekhna shuru karte, which was the first official year of the PTI, pehli jo unhone release kari na data, usme thi 3.3% growth. Aur sabne bola, yaar, matlab 5.5% se hum 3% growth pe aa gaye, bahut hi bada masla hai. But us data ke aage, if you start looking at the details, you will always see a P. A P in that, in Pakistani, all of these statistics stands for projected. So they say projected aapki GDP growth hai 3.3% at the end of 2018-19. Agle saal jab 2019-20 ka data aaya, us waqt to obviously like, and the data comes around June. So March, April mein COVID shuru ho chuka tha, to us waqt tak ki bhai, you know, COVID ki wajah se hamari contraction GDP mein hogi. But usme everyone was focusing on कि IMF ने predict किया है कि negative 1.5% growth होगी because of COVID, सही है? और headline numbers आ रहे थे minus 0.4% GDP growth. These numbers are important because IMF ने predict किया था कि आपकी growth negative होगी 1.5% based on कि आपके पिछले साल की growth थी 3.3%, right? अब इस साल in 2020 when they released the data, वो P जो था ना 2018-19 के आगे, वो R में convert हो गया था, which was revised growth. Revised growth 1.9%. So वो 3.3% से 1.9% पिछले साल की growth हो गई थी, जो कि दो साल पुराना data दिखा रही थी, which is why no one really talked about it, right? के you know, what's more important is we survived the COVID contraction, which everyone was expecting. Again, the data will show you that you were already on the path of a contraction. You were expected to go down a bit more. I think COVID management was actually pretty good, and maybe we can talk about that later. Jo aapne expenditure kiya, both on the fiscal side and monetary state bank ne jo kiya, that helped you a lot as a country, right? But I think it's unfair to say ki pichle saal ki contraction jo thi, wo sirf COVID ki wajah se thi. Because technically COVID ke sirf 3 mahine pure saal ke us GDP growth mein count hue hain, right? And but let's see is saal ka data kaisa aata hai, and like what kind of recovery we see. But it's important to understand hamare wo basics, inko bolte hain growth basics, in place hi nahi hai. Jo growth basics for me would be stuff like investment honi chahiye, which comes from saving. Maybe you should have an export driven economy. You need institutional quality to be better. Maybe you need ease of doing business to be better. Most of all, you need to invest in your people, human development. Aap education ke agar numbers dekhna shuru kar de, aap hairan ho jayenge. Abhi tak log literacy ki baatein karte rehte, so like everyone would like talk about 59% Pakistan ka literacy rate hai. Bangladesh is closer to again 75%. But these numbers are also like kind of irrelevant now, because it does not matter ki aap likh sakte hain ki nahi likh sakte. It matters ki aapko pata kya hai, right? Aap mein shaur kitna hai. The reason we're doing this discussion as well. Last thing I want to talk about is you said that either doing business, you know, we might be comparable to Bangladesh, for example. It's also important to understand that either doing business data aata kahan se hai, right? So main gaya aur maine unki detailed wo dekhi ke let's break it down and let's see ke ease of doing business compare kya karta hai. Ab ease of doing business has 5 stages, right? It goes from opening a business, how easy is it to open a business, to getting a location. So aapne koi startup launch kiya uske aapko office ki location dhoondni hai, to accessing finance ki aapko agar loan chahiye hai ya phir you know venture capital chahiye wo kitna aasan hai lena. Then dealing with day-to-day operations, aap business operate kaise karte, ye ek component hai. Aur phir aakhri mein operating in a secure environment, ki agar koi masla ho gaya, legal challenge ho gaya, to aap usko kis tarah resolve kar sakte hain. So ye improvement jo aayi thi na in terms of rank to 108, agar aap points ko dekhe, it was a 10% points improvement in the ease of doing business ranking. Theek hai, the biggest component of this growth was actually getting electricity, and we don't have to get into all of the data, but that is the one factor that improved the most, which led to this drastic change in your ease of doing business. Ab maine bola chalo, getting electricity is a great thing, you know, pehle bijli nahi aati thi, ab bijli aati hai. That's not what it means. It means ease of getting access to a electricity connection. So aap agar Karachi mein baithe hue hain, to aap K electric ke paas jaake agar bijli ki connection ke liye apply karte hain, how easy is that? That's where the improvement was, and that's why your ease of doing business helped. I'm not going to minimize the impact that, you know, changes in customs, the kafi sari changes aayi hain, and maybe we'll discuss that later. SECP agar aap dekhein has become quite advanced as well. Ye sari changes again 2020 mein aa rahe hain. Ye numbers jo publish ho rahe hain wo 2018 ke numbers publish ho rahe hain. Ye survey 2 saal purana hai and takes into account only 2 cities, Karachi and Lahore. These details are not discussed on the talk shows that you are talking about, but they're so important, right? Matlab unhone they've reduced Pakistan to a world country of 220 million people to roughly what, 3 million people, 30 million people, agar taking only 2 cities into account. Baki pure country mein kya ho raha hai, like the kind of ease of doing business over there does not exist. Right, I wouldn't even say Karachi or Lahore mein ease of doing business hai, but you are operating in a very, very difficult environment. The stuff that you should be focusing on, access to finance, jaise inka ek measure hai, usme we don't change, we haven't changed in years. Worst rule of law jo ye, so they check ke, you know, contract enforcement ka masla Pakistan mein, like I'm sure everyone has heard of that as well. On average, Pakistan mein, if you do sue someone, like, you know, if you have a legal issue with me or a business issue with me and you sue me, guess how long it will take in a court to resolve that issue?
Six, 4 months?
It's 1,000 days. It's 1,071 days on average to resolve that issue, which is not 3-4 months. It's about close to 3-4 years. And that's twice the global average, right? Agar aapne sue mujhe kara paison ke liye, and you were trying to recover amounts from me, you will recover on average 43% of what you were trying to seek, which is very, very low compared to the national average. Norway is like over 90% aap wo kar lenge, but again, let's not compare ourselves to Norway at the moment. I'm saying ye jo sari nuances hai na, inki itni discussion nahi hoti.
Let me stop you there for a moment.
Yeah.
You're saying, so for example, if we entered into a business transaction and one of us sues each other, ek to there is delayed justice, which jiska matlab hai takriban 3 saal lagenge us case ko complete hone mein. I'm just trying to break it down for the audience. And if the party is successful, then the amount recovered is roughly 40% of the amount that was actually, you know, at stake.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. That's not a great business environment for you to work in. If we go back to the initial point of foreign investment or foreign direct investment, kis kisam ki aa rahi hai, obviously the kind of foreign investment you're going to get is going to be the type. So it's pura IPP ka jo abhi aajkal baatein chal rahi thi, guaranteed returns or ye IRRs. Pakistan has to offer these things for foreign investors to come in and invest, right? Because uske alawa rural law to aapka hai nahi, right? The kind of contract enforcement you have over here, unless you are guaranteed stuff, and by guarantee I mean with a sovereign guarantee, you will not want to do business in a country like Pakistan. So I think it makes sense ke past mein aapki market seeking investments aayi hai, where PNG is quite comfortable with knowing that they will be able to sell us shampoo for the rest of our lives. So they should set up shop over here, right? But at the same time, like Facebook and Google, the kind of investment they're making in India, they're doing it because they understand ke Reliance Jio jo hai is like a solid company to invest in. They want to improve the efficiency of that company. They think there is a big future. Obviously, there is a market seeking component there as well. Unki population is humse 7 guna bada country hai. But they see a path where the rule of law will keep them secure. They know that they will get solid returns because they have a market to access as well. And I think in general, they want to help the country grow. Hamari case mein, you don't see that happening.
So this is very interesting because har pitch deck mein, jab Pakistan ki story sell ki jaati hai, your primary selling point is 220 million ki population, young population, all of those things. Which is a good statistic to highlight on the first slide of your pitch deck, but at the end of the day, aapke piche inefficiency, structural issues, and all of these we require unpacking, and we'll be doing a lot of these episodes specifically dedicated to each of these topics, whether that's a rule of law, whether it's ease of doing business, imports, exports, efficiency seeking investments, FDIs, all of these things. We will try as part of the initiative called Bakhabar to break them down into specific episodes. We wanted to keep this general. We wanted to keep people to get going with this conversation, give us feedback, speak about the topics that you feel are closest to your heart, that make sense and that require unpacking. So we can do justice to this episode after episode. And I just look forward to having a lot more of these conversations and putting it across. Thank you so much, Fez.